Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're taking a truly urgent look at one of the fastest moving and frankly most frightening shifts in personal security. I'm talking about the rise of AI-driven digital identity theft. We've got a stack of reports here detailing exactly how voice cloning is being weaponized. And our mission right now is just to give you the essential, actionable intelligence you need to build a defense immediately.
And we really have to establish the premise right away. The sources we've analyzed, they confirm that in 2026, technology has made reality, well, fundamentally distortable.
Distortable, that's a huge statement.
It is. This isn't about, you know, some deep fake in a movie. This is about your life. Your unique voice print is no longer just a characteristic.
Right.
For hackers, it's become the master key to your entire digital and financial identity. And they are targeting it with a precision that's, it's just unprecedented.
So if you hear a loved one on the phone in distress,
You
can't just assume it's them anymore.
You can't. That assumption is now a security risk.
Okay, let's unpack this. Because that idea that reality is distortable is massive. It used to be that the main targets were, you know, big banks, government systems.
Exactly.
But these reports show a real pivot. So who is behind this new wave? And why are they suddenly so focused on the average person?
Well, the reports paint a picture of a really polarized threat landscape. On one hand, you have the high level, you know, the veterans.
Okay.
The reports confirm the resurfacing of the extremely sophisticated hacker group Coreto. You might know them as the Mass.
Wow, Coreto. They've been silent for what, a decade?
Almost exactly a decade. And they are back with a completely new AI toolbox. They're integrating these advanced techniques that that allow for these really complex multi-stage attacks.
Wait, so you're telling me the old school pros, the guys who used to steal national secrets, are now focused on my parents' life savings?
That is the terrifying pivot.
Yeah.
They bring this deep knowledge of corporate infrastructure, and now they're just applying that expertise to scalable individual identity theft.
And who's on the other side of this polarized landscape?
The young aggressors, these high-volume collectives, specifically newer teenage groups like Scattered Spider.
I've heard of them. They've hit some huge corporate targets, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like Nike, Instacart.
Exactly. They use those big targets to build their infrastructure-level knowledge.
So the veterans bring the complexity, and the younger groups bring the sheer speed and attack volume. That's a toxic combination for the average user.
It's the perfect storm. And the sources detail the mechanism that makes it all possible. New malware.
Right.
Security firms are tracking specific variants now for both macOS and Windows. And their only purpose, their explicit purpose, is to silently scrape and steal biometric data.
So voice prints and face prints.
Your voice, your face. We're not talking about financial Trojans anymore. These are dedicated identity theft tools.
And the urgency here is palpable. The prediction is what? A threefold increase in these scams just this year?
A threefold increase, yes. It officially confirms we are in the era of widespread digital identity theft. The civilian is no longer just collateral damage.
They're the primary target.
Which brings us to the core technical piece that makes it all possible.
And here's where it gets really interesting. Because for years, the bar for voice cloning was high. You needed hours of audio, right?
Hey, hours. An entire webinar, old voicemails, something substantial. That data requirement was our protection.
And that protection is gone.
It's completely gone. The technological leap is staggering. The reports specifically cite models like Microsoft's Veli 3 and some very powerful underground Chinese models.
And how did they do it? What changed?
It's a new kind of pre-training. They don't need to learn what speech sounds like from your clip. The model already knows that. They just need about 3 seconds to map your specific acoustic features, your accent, your tone, your timbre, onto that fluent model.
So you're saying they need only 3 seconds of audio to clone a convincing fluent voice? Three.
Just 3 seconds.
I mean, my grunt when I answer a spam call is now potentially usable data.
It is. And the capture points are shockingly mundane. The sources list things you wouldn't think twice about.
Like what?
An Instagram story where you just say good morning, or a short voice note you drop into a public Telegram group.
Or, and this one is the most alarming, that old scam where you answer a call and they ask, can you hear me?
And you just say yes.
That one word.
Yeah.
That's the biometric key they need to weaponize your identity.
And this is the critical detail that really makes the fraud work. It's not just the voice the AI replicates. It's not just the accent.
What else is there?
It meticulously reconstructs the ambient noise.
The background noise.
Yes. So if your 3-second clip was taken outside, the AI will subtly layer in street sounds on the fake call. If you were in a kitchen, it reproduces that specific echo.
Wow.
This layering of environmental data is designed specifically to eliminate suspicion for the victim. And often that victim is, you know, an older relative, your parents.
That is genuinely terrifying. So they're manipulating the sound's environment to trick our brains.
Correct.
Okay. So if hearing a voice, our most basic mechanism of trust, is fundamentally broken, we need a defense that's completely non-digital.
Exactly. You need a human firewall. And the solution is surprisingly low-tech. It's the shared secret. We're calling it the family safe word.
Let's define that. What exactly is it?
It's a specific word or phrase that is known only to your immediate core family members. It functions as a mandatory validation key.
So, like, two-factor authentication for the real world.
That is the perfect analogy. It's 2FA for reality. For the hacker to complete their transaction, getting the money, they need two things. The biometric proof, your voice, and the knowledge proof, the safe word.
And without both, the transaction fails.
It fails. The rule for the family, especially for older parents, has to be treated as gospel.
What's the rule?
If a caller contacts you, even if the voice is indistinguishable from your child, and they demand money, claim they're in jail, kidnapped, whatever, they must provide the safe word.
And if they don't?
If they hesitate or make an excuse or just fail to provide that exact word, they are an AI. You hang up. End of story.
That sounds simple. But choosing that word is a high-stakes decision. I mean, hackers are masters of social engineering. They scrape public data.
They do. So we need to choose something that's basically unguessable.
Let's walk the listener through the practicalities of how to pick one.
Okay, so the source material gives us four golden rules for this. They're designed to counter exactly that kind of social engineering.
Give us rule number one. I imagine most people default to something comfortable, which is probably the worst choice.
It absolutely is. Rule one. Irrelevant. The worst thing you can do is use a pet's name, a birthday, an anniversary.
Favorite color.
All of it. Anything easily found on a public Instagram or Facebook profile. Your safe word has to have zero connection to your family's actual history. It must be arbitrary.
So we're looking for something that is meaningless, which I guess leads directly into rule two.
Rule two. Weird. The perfect safe word is nonsensical, bizarre. The reports gave some great examples, phrases like purple spaghetti.
Purple spaghetti. Okay.
Or tired penguin, broken toaster. The more internally inconsistent it is, the less likely a human can guess it. And crucially, the less likely an AI can just generate it in a panic scenario.
Bizarre is good. But if it's too bizarre, you can't remember it under stress. That's rule three.
That's the balance, exactly. Rule three. Unforgettable. It has to be a word or phrase you can recall instantly, even when you're flooded with cortisol because you think your child is in danger.
You won't have time to look it up.
No time. The family needs to drill it, maybe once or twice a year, just to keep it fresh.
And finally, the rule that protects the whole system.
Rule four. And this one is absolutely non-negotiable. Keep it offline.
Meaning?
Never text this word. Never put it in a voice note, an email, not on WhatsApp, not on Telegram. The moment you text it, it's vulnerable.
Because that platform could be breached.
And they are breached every single day. It has to be agreed upon face-to-face, verbally, and never, ever written down digitally.
That's the human firewall. Okay, now let's game out the nightmare scenario itself. You get the call, you hear crying, screaming. That instant gut-wrenching panic is what the hacker wants.
And you have to fight that panic with structure. The sources detail a strict four-step protocol for responding. Step one, and it is the hardest, is stay calm.
Easier said than done.
It is. But you have to take that deep, clarifying breath. The hacker is optimizing for your survival instinct to bypass logic. Just 1 second of calm can save you.
Step two is the moment of truth.
Step two, demand the code. Firmly, without getting into the drama, just ask, what is the safe word?
And what happens on their end?
What's fascinating is that current AI models, they aren't optimized for this. They're built for fluency and emotional engagement, not for checking a factual contradiction in real time.
So they stutter.
They stutter or they try to divert. They weren't trained to retrieve a secret fact. That lack of fluency, that hesitation is the dead giveaway.
So what's step three?
Step three, hang up and call back. Disconnect immediately. Then you call the person's real verified phone number yourself. In over 99% of the documented cases, they answer.
And they're fine.
Perfectly fine, calm, safe, and sound. The initial call was just a synthetic audio loop designed to trigger panic.
Okay, but what if someone listening hasn't set up a safe word yet and they get one of these calls? Is there any kind of stopgap?
There is a decent emergency measure. Step 4. Use trick questions. Ask a highly misleading question that only the real person would know is wrong.
Can you give an example?
The classic one from the reports is, did you feed the dog? When you absolutely positively do not own a dog.
And the AI?
The AI, which is optimized to just agree with you and continue the scam, will often say yes. It confirms a false premise, and you know instantly it's a fraud.
So we have the human defenses. Now, what about the tech side? Are the tech giants fighting back? AI versus AI.
They are, but you have to be proactive. The reports highlight that the latest operating systems, so iOS 19 and Android 16, have a much improved silence unknown callers feature.
And you have to turn it on.
You have to enable it across all family devices. It sends unverified numbers straight to voicemail. And voicemail is the AI's worst enemy. It removes the chance for real-time emotional manipulation.
Because the script just fails.
It fails immediately. And we're also starting to see the hardware fight back. The sources cite, for example, Samsung's new flagship devices from around CES 2026.
What are they doing?
They're integrating features that can flag synthetic voices in real time. A red warning literally appears on your screen, letting you know the voice is AI-generated before you even get sucked in.
That real-time detection is critical. Because at the end of the day, this isn't just a tech attack, it's a psychological one.
Absolutely. The hackers are skilled psychologists. They craft attacks to trigger the reptilian brain, your fight or flight, your survival instinct. They want to completely bypass your rational mind.
And the source material lists some very specific 2026 scenarios they use to create that urgency. What are the big ones?
They all follow a pattern of immediate, irreversible catastrophe. The most common is the car accident, demanding urgent surgery money.
Okay.
Then there's the police arrest, demanding bail money right now. And the third is the virtual kidnapping, often with synthetic screaming and frantic demands for cash.
And they're all designed to give you zero time to think.
Zero time to call the bank, call the police, or call the actual person. That manufactured urgency is the key to the whole operation.
And that leads to the universal red flag, right?
Yes.
It's the thing everyone should be listening for.
This is the definitive financial indicator of the attack. Anytime someone on the phone demands an immediate transfer, gift cards, or crypto, hang up.
Period.
It's the tell. No legitimate hospital, no police station, no government authority accepts Bitcoin for bail. The demand for untraceable funds is the final signal of fraud, no matter how real that voice sounds.
So if we step back and look at this whole threat, from sophisticated hackers to three-second voice clones. The core conclusion from all these reports is, well, it's chilling. In 2026, hearing is no longer believing.
It's not. And your ability to fight back depends entirely on preparation and communication, not on new gadgets. You have to take 5 minutes tonight and have that conversation with your family. Establish your shared secret.
That five-minute conversation could literally save their life savings.
It could save them from immense emotional trauma and financial ruin tomorrow. It's that important.
So as you internalize the sheer capability of these threats and the psychological sophistication of the attackers, remember this one final thought. In the age of AI, paranoia isn't a sickness. It's a required survival skill. Be vigilant, set your safe word, and please stay safe out there.